Welcome to this week's lectionary with the CEB, a podcast where we share the next week's readings from the Revised Common Lectionary and the Common English Bible Translation. Today's readings are for Sunday, October 14th. They include Job 23, 1 to 9 and 16 to 17, Psalm 21, 1 to 15, Amos 5, 6 to 7 and 10 to 15, Psalm 90, 12 to 17, Hebrews 4, 12 to 16, and Mark 10, 17 to 31.
Job answered, "Today my complaint is again bitter. My strength is weighed down because of my groaning. Oh, that I could know how to find him, come to his dwelling place. I would lay out my case before him, fill my mouth with arguments, know the words with which he would answer, understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me through brute force? No, he would surely listen to me. There those who do the right thing can argue with him. I could escape from my judge forever. Look, I go east, he's not there. West, and don't discover him. North in his activity, and I don't grasp him. He turns south and I don't see. God has weakened my mind. The Almighty has frightened me. Still, I'm not annihilated by darkness. He has hidden deep darkness from me."
For the music leader, according to the Doe of Dawn, a Psalm of David. My God, why have you left me all alone? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my anguished groans? My God, I cry out during the day, but you don't answer. Even at nighttime, I don't stop. You are the Holy One, enthroned. You are Israel's praise. Our ancestors trusted you. They trusted you, and you rescued them. They cried out to you, and they were saved. They trusted you, and they weren't ashamed. But I'm just a worm, less than human, insulted by one person, despised by another. All who see me make fun of me. They gape, shaking their heads. He committed himself to the Lord, so let God rescue him. Let God deliver him because God likes him so much. But you are the one who pulled me from the womb, placing me safely at my mother's breast. I was thrown on you from birth. You've been my God since I was in my mother's womb. Please don't be far from me, because trouble is near and there's no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Mighty bulls from Bashan encircle me. They open their mouths at me like a lion ripping and roaring. I'm poured out like water. All my bones have fallen apart. My heart is like wax. It melts inside me. My strength is dried up like a piece of broken pottery. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You've set me down in the dirt of death.
Seek the Lord and live, or else God might rush like a fire against the house of Joseph. The fire will burn up Bethel with no one to put it out. Doom to you who turn justice into poison and throw righteousness to the ground. They hate the one who judges at the city gate, and they reject the one who speaks the truth. Truly, because you crush the weak and because you tax their grain, you have built houses of carved stone, but you won't live in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you won't drink their wine. I know how many are your crimes and how numerous are your sins, afflicting the righteous, taking money on the side, turning away the poor who seek help. Therefore, the one who is wise will keep silent in that time. It is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of heavenly forces, will be with you just as you have said. Hate evil, love good, and establish justice at the city gate. Perhaps the Lord God of heavenly forces will be gracious to what is left of Joseph.
Teach us to number our days so we can have a wise heart. Come back to us, Lord, please, quick. Have some compassion for your servants. Fill us full every morning with your faithful love, so we can rejoice and celebrate our whole life long. Make us happy for the same amount of time that you afflicted us, for the same number of years that we saw only trouble. Let your acts be seen by your servants. Let your glory be seen by their children. Let the kindness of the Lord our God be over us. Make the work of our hands last. Make the work of our hands last.
Because God's word is living, active, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates to the point that it separates the soul from the spirit and the joints from the marrow. It's able to judge the heart's thoughts and intentions. No creature is hidden from it, but rather everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of the one to whom we have to give an answer. Also, let's hold on to the confession, since we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, who is Jesus, God's Son. Because we don't have a high priest who can't sympathize with our weaknesses, but instead one who was tempted in every way that we are, except without sin. Finally, let's draw near to the throne of favor with confidence so that we can receive mercy and find grace when we need help.
As Jesus continued down the road, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to obtain eternal life?" Jesus replied, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except the one God. You know the commandments. Don't commit murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't give false testimony. Don't cheat. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he responded, "I've kept all of these things since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him carefully and loved him. He said, "You are lacking one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me." But the man was dismayed at this statement and went away saddened, because he had many possessions. Looking around, Jesus said to his disciples, "It will be very hard for the wealthy to enter God's kingdom." His words startled the disciples, so Jesus told them again, "Children, it's difficult to enter God's kingdom. It's easier for a camel to squeeze through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter God's kingdom." They were shocked even more and said to each other, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them carefully and said, "It's impossible with human beings, but not with God. All things are possible for God." Peter said to him, "Look, we've left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "I assure you that anyone who has left house, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, or farms because of me and because of the good news will receive 100 times as much now in this life, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and farms, with harassment, and in the coming age, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first."
Thanks for listening to this week's scriptures from the Revised Common Lectionary. Do you want to know more about the Bible but don't know where to start? The CEB Navigation Bible uses clear, contemporary English, and its included resources make it easy to approach Scripture. The CEB Navigation Bible features helpful tools such as a guide to using the Bible, a list of favorite Bible stories and passages, brief introductions to all the books of the Bible, including main characters, locations, events, and important verses, helpful notes and maps, and even a Bible dictionary. Finding your way through the Bible doesn't have to be difficult with the new CEB Navigation Bible. Find out more at cebnavigationbible.com.